To redeem means to buy out of slavery so as to set free. The Bible teaches that anyone who commits sin becomes the bond slave of sin. This is why sinners need redemption. They're slaves of sin. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14 is a doxology of praise to God for salvation. All three persons of the Holy Trinity are included. The work of God the Father in the salvation of sinners is set forth in verses 3 through 6 and summarized in the term election. The work of God the Son in the salvation of sinners is set forth in verses 7 through 11 and summarized in the term redemption. The work of God the Holy Spirit in the salvation of sinners is set forth in verses 13 and 14 and summarized in the term sealing. Verses 7 through 12 reads, "In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to the good pleasure which He purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory who first trusted in Christ." A key to an understanding of the New Testament doctrine of salvation is the term "in Christ." The Apostle Paul used it almost 150 times in his epistles. Each saved person is in Christ. One is saved only in Christ. Jesus Christ is intimately involved in the salvation of sinners. In Christ, we have redemption. To redeem means to buy out of slavery so as to set free. The Bible teaches that anyone who commits sin becomes the bond slave of sin. This is why sinners need redemption. They're slaves of sin. Jesus is the redeemer of sinners who come to Him for deliverance from the bondage of sin. This is no light matter. The Bible says, "In Him we have redemption through His blood." What a terrible price to pay for the deliverance of guilty and undeserving sinners. Jesus paid that great price. He shed His own blood voluntarily in order that you may be delivered from the mastery of sin. When you trust Jesus as your own personal Savior, He redeems you. You are delivered from the slavery of sin. You are free. No wonder Paul wrote, "But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you. Now being made free from sin and become servants of God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. All accounts against you are canceled in Christ. You are delivered from the enslaving habits of sin when you are in Christ. You become a free person. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." In Christ, we have forgiveness. Redemption includes forgiveness. For God not only delivers us from enslavement to sin, He delivers us from ever being guilty of sin. To forgive means to lift up and carry away. This is what Jesus does when we come to Him for salvation. He lifts up and carries away our sin guilt. 1 John 1:9 reads, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." The Old Testament tells of a ritual performed by the Jewish priests in their ancient worship ceremony. A goat was brought. The priest laid his hands on its head and confessed the sins of the nation. Then the goat was taken away from the camp, far off into the wilderness, and released. The picture is that God takes our sins away when we confess them to Him. In Christ, you are free and uncondemned before God. All accounts against you have been canceled. God has taken away your sins. You can join the praise of the psalmist saying, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile." This blessed person can be you. The psalmist explains, "I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and thou forgavest me the iniquity of my sin." Forgiveness is in Christ. In Christ we receive grace. Redemption and forgiveness are given in proportion to God's grace, not in proportion to our merit. What is grace? Grace is God's goodness extended to the undeserving and the ill-deserving. It is more than unmerited favor. It is God's goodness to us when we deserve His judgment upon us. Grace excludes all idea of merit. No one ever merited grace. If God responds to our merit, He does not act in grace but in debt. And when He moved in mercy to forgive and restore hell-deserving sinners, He moved solely in grace. This is the case with us all, for by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. What does this mean to you? It means that when you come to God in Jesus Christ, He meets you and deals with you in grace. You do not have to be good to come to Him. You're welcome, whatever your condition is. He will redeem and forgive you in proportion to the riches of His grace. In Christ, we receive an inheritance. Redemption and forgiveness in grace means more than being cleaned up and left to ourselves. The believer enters into a new relationship with God by virtue of being in Christ. Romans 8:14-16 lists some of the privileges which belong to the believer. To be led by the Spirit of God, to have the witness of being a child of God, to know assurance of being an heir of God, to have the prospect of being a joint heir with Jesus Christ. A young man and a young woman stand at the marriage altar. At one point in the ceremony, the groom slips a ring upon the finger of his bride and says, "With this ring I thee wed, and with my worldly goods I thee endow." He is saying, "In taking me to be your husband, you have the right to claim as your own all that I claim as my own." Now, God does no less. He says, "In taking my son as your Savior, you have the right to claim as your own all that belongs to him." This is why we call God Father, heaven home, and fellow Christians brother and sister. For all that belongs to Christ belongs to those who trust him. We are joint heirs with Christ. This is our inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. How can I get into Christ? Now this becomes the paramount question of the hour. The response of the Scripture is, trust in Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, was the way Paul and Silas expressed it to the Philippian jailer. To believe on Jesus means more than to accept as true facts concerning him. There must be a sense of commitment, of dependence, of trust in Him personally. Think of it this way. Suppose you wanted to fly from your hometown to Washington, D.C. You may go to the ticket agent to check the airline schedule. You would find that there was a flight which departed here at a certain hour and arrived there at a certain hour. Now suppose the ticket agent said, "Do you believe this time schedule is valid?" You would answer, "Yes." "Do you believe the plane will make the trip in the scheduled time?" he might inquire. And you would respond, "Definitely." Then, he would say, "You're in Washington, D.C. But not so. Just believing the facts about the schedule did not transport you there. You must get on board the plane before you can make the trip. In like manner, believing facts about Jesus will not save you. There must be a commitment, a trust, a placing of full confidence and dependence in Him alone in order for saving grace to fill your life. Trust Him. Trust Him personally. Trust Him alone. The good news of the Christian gospel is that redemption has been provided in Jesus Christ. It is available to you right now. Commit yourself, your sins, your eternal destiny to the care of Jesus. He will become your Savior, for He is able to save them to the uttermost that come to God by Him, seeing He ever lives to make intercession for them. Salvation is of the Lord. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the second person of the divine Trinity, provides redemption for you today.